Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice. Praise, praise Him and thank Him. I'm making terrible decisions pretty much every day. As soon as summer hits, and I love summer, and it's light out, I usually go to bed at 8:30, and yeah, or I'm in bed at 8:30. I'm usually sleeping by 9:15, and that keeps me, you know, 100%. But like, I start going to bed at 10:15. I mean, I turn into a monster, and that's what's going on. That's what I've been doing the last 3 days. It's just ridiculous. But I wish I wasn't like that. But anyways, I keep thinking about this verse that I read yesterday, and what I have in my mind, and the things that I think on. If you go to Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5, it says, "The thoughts are the calculations of the diligent." And the diligent are those who have steady application in business, those who give constant effort. "The calculations of the diligent," or "the thoughts of the diligent, tend only to plenteousness, gain, or abundance." Do you think about gain and abundance, or do you think the other way? At the end of that verse, "But to everyone that is hasty, only to want, need, or poverty." The reason why this is kind of blowing my hair back a little bit is that I had over on Monday, I had gone over with the men's group how that the sword is, or the sword of God, the only offensive weapon that God talks about is the sword of His word. If you're spiraling out and you have negative thoughts, the only thing that are going to attack those thoughts is the word. If you go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14, it says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." Now, this is going through the whole armor of God. "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of the faith, whereof ye are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take ye the helmet of salvation." So these are all weapons, these are all defensive armor. It's all stuff you put on. Take the shield of faith. It's going to stop the darts that are constantly being thrown at us. But the end of that verse, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." The offensive weapon is the sword. And if you find yourself getting beat up in the thoughts of your mind, or if you're spiritually getting attacked, the only thing that's going to change that is the word. You got to know the word. You got to put the word on in your heart and in your mind. It's what changes and renovates your thoughts to spiritual. God's word is spiritual. It is not carnal. It is not five senses. If you jump to, let's see here. If you go back to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7, well, verse 6, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Now, this is written in the Old Testament, but God's not going anywhere. He wasn't going anywhere before his son died for our sins. You return to God, God will have active compassion. That's what mercy means. He will be actively compassionate. He's always there. It's always goodness. Verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." If you're arrogant enough to think that you're above God, well, first of all, that's just straight up delusional. What God says in His word changes your word to thoughts that are, or changes your mind to thoughts that are higher than yours. You start looking at life through the prism of the way God wants you to look at life. When you read Ecclesiastes, especially Ecclesiastes, it'll blow your mind the way your mind is framed and how God wants you to change the frame of your thoughts, what you've been taught compared to what the way God wants you to think. That's what His word does. And then you start seeing the truth of the word everywhere. He that loveth silver shall never be satisfied with silver. He that loveth abundance with increase. You start noticing things about yourself like, wow, I really enjoy this, but I'm never going to get pleasure out of this. I'll always want more. Better is the sight of the eyes than a wandering of the desire. Wow, I'm spiraling out today. I'm thinking about tomorrow. I'm thinking about where I'm going, but I better start thinking about what's going on right now. Because that's what God wants for you. There's a purpose. There's a reason. And his ways are higher than our ways. He wants the best for you. He's dividing and putting a path out there in your, like, you get to decide the path, but he cuts the way for you in order that you can have a life more than abundant. That your life can be better than what you think your life can be. I'm a testament to that. My family's a testament to that. You start to read the word, you put it on, and change your thoughts to spiritual thoughts, essentially, to God's thoughts. And it'll change your life. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. It's to God. And you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a phenomenal day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do for us and how you do it. I'm very, very grateful for your word. I pray that you will wake me up today. There's a lot going on. I ask for energy that I can get through everything. I thank you just for what you do. I actually pray for my golf game. I've been thinking about that a lot. I want you to take care of that situation because it's making me crazy. I thank you so much for the moments of my life. I thank you for the business that you continually open that up and those doors and the manufacturing that we can get that kind of solved. And I thank you for your word that you kind of give me a direction with what to do with all this and the people that I'm surrounded by. And I just, again, thank you for the minutes and moments and just for everything that you do for me. And I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.